Good morning, KC. It is a Rocket and Teresa show.
So it's time for a little bit of therapy. Rocket, as you know, I'm pretty sure he keeps his therapist in business.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, you could be the only client.
Therapist and a
psychiatrist. Super rich. Mm-hmm. And we noticed when we went to Mexico that Tara is just she's always positive and calm, and she has a calming effect on Rocket, almost like an emotional support animal. I even got her a little vest and everything. And she does have a master's degree. No, it is not psychology or psychiatry, but we figure whatever, it's master's degree,
yeah,
right?
Go for it.
So if she can help Rocket, maybe she can help you with your problem. And that's why we're going to do a little therapy session.
Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone? When I can go therapy,
she means.
When I can go therapy. When I can go therapy two times a day.
So, and we are accepting your emails anytime. You can contact me on Facebook or whatever. Go to the Rocket and Teresa Facebook page. I got these at rocketandteresa@mix93.com. We're going to start off with an email from Phil in Leawood.
Okay, Phil.
And this is just kind of a silly question. He says, am I the only person in the world that gives my pet a middle name? And is that weird?
No, Phil. No hesitation here. I can tell you that's not weird. My dog's name is Walter Cena Guthrie.
What?
Is that Cena from
like
John Cena?
I mean, I don't want to say yes, but yes. My fiance is obsessed with John Cena, kind of. John Cena and the Rock. So
I did not know that about your fiance.
Not weird at all, Phil. My former dog, Skeeter, was Skeeter Joseph Logan. I mean, there's nothing weird about that. Do your dogs have middle names?
They don't, actually.
Okay.
Is that common, though? This is the first I've even heard of this.
I think if you love your pets, they have a middle name.
Oh, whoa now, Missy. I think that's going way too far. All right, up next, we have a letter from Karen from KCMO. And she says, I'm going to paraphrase because it's a big, long letter. Basically, she says, I'm introverted and quiet. My boyfriend is great because he's outgoing and friendly, and he brings out the best in me. But he has to make friends everywhere we go. When we're bowling, when we're skiing, no matter what we're doing, he's making friends with strangers, and it makes me feel super awkward.
Me too!
Okay, first of all, I think just tell him how you feel. That's the biggest lesson I learned with John, is that men can't read your mind. You gotta just tell him how you're feeling, and then if he doesn't help you out from there, he's a jerk and you leave him. Teresa, you can relate to this. Doesn't Billy make friends everywhere you go?
He does, but not to the point to where I feel awkward. Like, he'll just be nice and friendly, but it's not like he'll say, hey guys, come over here and join us.
Okay.
That would be weird.
Or,
because I'm kind of that way. I think because I have to be so introverted at work,
mm-hmm,
that when I'm at home, I am super introverted.
Oh my gosh.
I think
same.
You really are.
Yeah. Like, Billy will go do things with our neighbors when they're having parties and stuff, and I like to stay home, and it's not because I don't like them. I just kind of need my alone time.
But mine works in shifts. Like, when I'm done with work, mm-hmm, like I have my day with you guys, I'm having the best day ever. But when I go home, I'm that way for at least a couple hours. I cannot be messed with.
I need to recharge completely by myself, or I will just freak out. I have to have that alone time.
Okay. And then finally, we have a letter from Lee in Peculiar, and he says, the kids are gone to college, and my wife just started taking a new class at a fitness center. It starts at 5 a.m. So now we are up at the same time. She doesn't need to stay asleep anymore. You know, the kids wake up, all that stuff. So basically, he says, for 30 years, I've been a morning ninja, waking up and leaving the house without making a sound to wake up anyone else, and now I'm sharing my morning routine. Any suggestions? So I'm guessing he doesn't want to wake up, like he wants to sleep late because the kids are gone? I don't know.
Okay.
Or maybe he feels weird because they're both awake. He liked having the house to himself.
Okay.
You know what? I think that's what it is that he's enjoyed having the house to himself, and now she's up at the same time, and it's weird.
I would say make the best of it. Try to take on her fitness routine with her. And again, communicate. Tell her, you know what? I need some alone time.
Go back to bed because I really don't want to be around the house with you right now.
Get out of my life, lady. I still love you, but I need to get better.
Okay.
Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone? When I can go therapy. When I can go therapy. When I can go therapy two times a day.